Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the remarkable transformation in India's defence sector over the last 11 years. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, the focus has been on both modernisation and achieving self-reliance in defence production. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh shared that the Prime Minister's leadership has resulted in stronger borders, modern armed forces, indigenous weapons, record defence exports and global trust, leading the sector towards self-reliance. Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi today to review the preparedness of flood management in the country. The Home Minister also reviewed long-term measures being undertaken to mitigate the menace of floods in the country. The last all-parliamentary delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor returned to India today after concluding its successful visit to five nations. The delegation visited US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil and Colombia to project India's national consensus and resolute approach to combat terrorism in all forms and manifestations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has warned Islamabad on cross-border terrorism, saying New Delhi will strike deep into Pakistan if provoked by terrorist attacks. The minister stated this in an interview with an American political digital newspaper. Dr. Jaishankar, who is travelling to Europe currently, also addressed the Indian community representatives of Luxembourg and Belgium. Speaking at the event, Dr. Jaishankar asserted that there will be retribution against the terrorist outfits and their leadership in case of barbaric acts like the recent Pehelgam attack.
Prime Minister Modi says Operation Sindoor is not over. There's a clear message there saying we reserve the right to go after terrorists anytime, anywhere, if they have done harm to our people. We are more than unbroken. We are very determined. And this time, we wanted to send that message saying enough is enough.
Indian astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force, Shubhanshu Shukla, is all set to undertake his first journey to space as part of SpaceX's Axiom 4 mission tomorrow for a two-week stay on the International Space Station. The launch was earlier scheduled to take place today, but it was postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, ISRO chairman Dr. V. Narayanan said, the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow. In a video message, group captain Shukla expressed happiness on being part of the Axiom 4 mission.
The way this worked out for me was that probably a week before we arrived at Axiom was the time I came to know that I'll be going. I was extremely excited to be here. I was very, very happy because this was a possibility for me to actually fly to space. You don't know how to respond to such things.
In Rajasthan, at least 8 persons drowned in the Banas River in Tonk district today. Superintendent of Police of Tonk, Vikas Sangwan, said 3 others were rescued and their condition is stable. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has expressed grief over the incident. The Inter Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. The weather agency also issued an orange alert in these places for the next 2 days. In Austria, at least 10 people were killed and several others injured in a school shooting in the city of Graz today. Local media reported that both students and teachers, including the suspected perpetrator, were among the casualties. Police said that the school had been successfully evacuated. In business news, the benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a flat note today. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, dipped 53 points to close at 82,392. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, added just a point to settle at 25,104. On to sports now. Indian athletes delivered a commendable performance at the Austrian Race Walking Championships in Innsbruck yesterday, with Priyanka Goswami winning gold in the women's 10-kilometer race event. In men's 35-kilometer event, Sandeep Kumar secured silver. Ram Babu took the third spot, bagging the bronze. In football, Indian senior men's team is facing host Hong Kong in a Group C match at the AFC Asian Cup qualifiers. Both teams are seeking their first win in the group stage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.